Panthers radio network yesterday.
Sure.
This is the call on the fullback option pitch to Avion Kaysen for a touchdown.
Split back. Kaysen's in there now on third and one. They give it to Richie Anderson on the pitch. Out to Kaysen at the 10. 5. He'll score. Touchdown.
Wow.
They handed it off to Anderson, who then pitched it out to Kaysen. That was a college play, but it was good for 16 yards and a Dallas touchdown.
Unfortunately, we covered it like a high school team.
Guess y'all didn't find that as humorous as we did this morning.
I thought that was pretty good.
Okay. Mm.
And exactly what is the point of intrigue there?
We covered it like a high school team. It was a college play, and he said we covered it like a high school team. Okay. We found it amusing this morning.
Okay. Good.
More amusing than some of us found Reiner's work yesterday on the pregame show.
Oh, what was wrong with it?
It was ridiculous.
Why?
Because you did nothing.
What do you mean I did nothing?
You did nothing. You did.
I think I brought a...
Around the NFL and a couple of wheels-off questions that you asked of the guest on Analyze the Enemy, and that was it.
I think I brought...
Including the first question, which she asked of the guy, is it true people around there call you Snake? That was his first question of our Analyze the Enemy guest.
Corda.
So what's wrong with that? Is that not a legitimate question?
Not really.
That's what I'd heard.
You hadn't heard any such thing.
No, I had.
What was
I
that guy's name
that.
Again that you'd heard that about?
Snake.
Pat Yasinskis.
Was it Pat?
Yeah, it was Pat.
Or I Matt didn't remember.
Hey, well, that's right.
At least I knew who I was talking to.
Yeah.
No, I did. It was on the screen yesterday.
Think back to the New England game. What was the guy's name that you were analyzing the enemy with?
The New England game?
Yeah. Jim Felcher, is that his name?
I'm not a clue, man.
I think it was something close to that. Just sounded funny. I didn't know if that was it or not. You don't remember? You do the pregame show, don't you? I don't remember
who these guys are that we talk to each week.
Well, they play the Jets. Who'd you analyze the enemy with?
Some dude from New York.
Dingus LeCocq.
No?
That was his name.
Maybe. But you don't know
his
who
was,
it was.
It was something like Dingus. I know that.
We talked to Kurt Sylvester for the Detroit Free Press, because I wrote it down on my notebook here.
You don't remember the guy who analyzed the enemy with yesterday?
We talked to Linda Bruin for some game. I don't even know what town he's from. I just wrote his name down there. I don't know these guys.
A guy named Linda?
Lynn.
That's weird.
De Bruin. What was his name?
Do you ever realize how far down the food chain the people we analyze the enemy are?
Some of them, yeah. Most of them are sports writers. It depends. Some of them are okay, but yeah, a lot of them are
real far down.
Hey,
I don't line them up.
Anybody in an NFL town to come on 2 hours on a pregame show? A lot of the big two hours.
Hell, it's 20 minutes before kickoff. We're getting them on.
I filled in last year, I think, for the Oakland game. We had to get some guy from Idaho.
What?
Analyze the Oakland Raiders. It was way
far
away.
Talk Boise State Broncos with
him? Yeah. Couldn't get anybody.
Ted Dawson on?
Couldn't get Bill King on with you?
Mm-mm.
Well, we don't ever get the play-by-play guy on.
He's not doing play-by-play for the Greatest.
Bill King doesn't do it anymore?
Not now.
Because he can't see the field anymore?
He can see just fine.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
They tell him he can't show up anymore wearing his flip-flops?
I bet he'd be wearing those in the winter.
I know he wears them in the summer out at the ballpark in Arlington when the Oakland A's come to town.
He also has problems keeping his dentures in, too.
He does?
Yeah, he was out there last year. He had his denture cream out, shoving his teeth in.
That's lovely.
He's not shy about it.
Yeah, he does it during the commercials.
Well, why today doesn't suck? Did you know that 40 years ago today, he's following
up? Wait a minute. Let's go back to the subject at hand.
Okay.
Now, am I to infer from all this that you didn't appreciate my work yesterday?
Not a whole lot. It was Mickey and me doing the show, and that sucks. When it's just Mickey and me doing the pregame show.
Oh, no, I believe I was there, too.
Well, you were here. Physically, yes.
You were sitting
in the chair over there.
Yeah, that's right. What jersey did you wear?
I think I contributed.
Yeah, who's Lincoln?
Keith. I think I contributed.
All right. If you think so.
Well, you don't?
No, I don't.
Well,
you know damn well you didn't.
Sure I did.
Telling us that officials, his tease for Around the Horn is that officials at Texas Stadium are very concerned about some such. I don't know.
No.
Okay, yeah, repeat
tell me
that
if you don't
us.
Think this is a substantial tease.
Okay.
I said they were very, very pleased about the way things were going, yet wary about what might happen. Now, wasn't that the story of the day yesterday?
I thought that was the story of the Colonial 2 years ago.
No, think about Bill Parcells' reaction after the game. The guy's almost on the verge of tears, and you're
right.
Going to tell me that they're not wary of how things might happen? People are crying in the locker room?
I think I hit it right on the nose.
All right, if you say, I guess I've been proven
it's
wrong.
It's almost
there.
A bit of clairvoyance on the part of Mike.
Might want to add that to the rest of them. Could be a prediction.
Maybe it was. You're going to put that down there with the Jack Voigt game tying home run.
Good.
I might.
And the Kennedy assassination.
Right.
That's right. Let's not forget it.
No, we don't want to forget that. Summer of Love.
That's right.
That one may be your most vague prediction, though. Yesterday.
Why?
Wary about what might happen.
Well, see, I didn't predict what might happen.
It's
I predicted
pretty vague.
That they would be wary about what might happen, and I'm right on the money there.
Exactly.
All right.
He did pretty well for himself.
Can we now move on to why today?
If you want to, but I mean, I just don't appreciate these uncalled for indictments from the likes of the sports cretin.
Too bad. 40 years ago today, following up on the JFK assassination, Jack Ruby shoots and kills Lee Harvey Oswald on television.
Were you watching that?
Yeah, sure.
No, you were watching it?
Yes,
when it
I
happened?
Was.
So you saw it live?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
What were you thinking?
Kind of cool, actually.
Wow, man, oh boy.
That's kind of cool to know you saw that live on TV.
Yeah, well, a lot of people did.
I don't know that I've
were
seen
you watching, were you watching it with your family?
Yeah, I mean, everybody pretty much stopped down that whole weekend.
Did your dad have a hot sports opinion about it?
No, I really don't recall him saying much of anything about it.
I mean, one like Ed Sullivan. Like, your dad might say, well, you know, that Ruby's not that talented anyway.
Birthdays are brought to you by Booth Eye Care and Laser Center and North Texas Nissan. Reiner turning 72 today is Tommy Alsup.
Tommy Alsup?
Yes.
He was a guitar player.
He was supposed to be on the plane.
Yes, he was. From the Crickets, of course.
Right.
Buddy Holly and the Crickets.
He used to own a club in Fort Worth.
Alsup's when they sold gas?
No.
Oh.
It's called
used to own
Tommy's.
New West.
Here.
It's called New West.
Tommy's.
Down in Deep Ellum, he had a place called, what was it, Tommy's Saloon or something?
I thought it was just Tommy's.
Yeah, maybe it was just Tommy's.
That was him?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Tommy.
Pete Best is 62.
Well, he missed the boat, didn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
That man lived his whole life in bitterness.
Well, he's still living it, isn't he?
Yeah, so I mean, every day since he's been 20-something years old, he's been bitter.
Well, sorry, man.
Clement, that's the way things go.
Clem Burke is 48. Anybody?
Clem Burke?
Yeah. Drummer for Blondie.
No?
You
ever heard of the guy?
No, I don't know if I can name anybody else in Blondie.
Other than Deborah Harry?
Yeah.
That's all I know.
I know the main guy, but that's about it.
Who?
Deborah Harry.
Oh. I thought you meant a man. You said the main guy.
No.
Gary Cooper is 50.
Who?
Gary Cooper. Singer and songwriter from Sly Fox. Let's Go All the Way was his song.
That's okay. Obscure.
Just that thought I'd throw you off with Gary Cooper being 50. Threw Grego off.
Kind of a cool song.
Denise Crosby is 46.
They're one of Bing's kids that he used to beat?
Lieutenant Yar.
I don't think so. Very nice.
I'm not a Trek
yet. We show who the geek is in the other room. Sean Lindrose knows that she is from Star Trek The Next Generation. Donald Duck Dunn is 62.
Bassist.
Blues Brothers.
Booker T and the MG.
Very good, sir.
And I believe he was in the Blues Brothers band.
He was.
You got to smoke the pipe in that movie?
Black guy.
Oh, is he?
No,
never mind.
He's a white guy.
He's a white guy?
Donald Dunn?
Wacky red afro.
Right. Okay, Donald Duck Dunn is white.
Who was the black guy they went to the diner to get?
Hmm. Aretha Franklin's husband.
Yeah, thanks. Who was he?
Mr.
Franklin.
Okay. I don't know. Never saw
Matt Murphy.
You've never seen the Blues Brothers?
No.
How have you not seen that?
He's wary of it. Just haven't.
Yeah, I'm wary of it.
Damon Evans is 53. He was the second Lionel on the Jeffersons. The spare Lionel.
Mm.
Oddly enough, the other one's last name was Evans, too. Wasn't it Mike Evans?
Evans.
Yeah. Colin Hanks is 26.
Tom's son.
Tom Hanks' son also was in that show Roswell, I guess.
Orange County, too.
Man.
The show or the movie?
The movie.
Was he the main kid that wanted to get into Stanford?
That's the one.
It's a funny show. Funny
you
movie.
Say so. I've not seen it.
That's funny.
I'm wary of it, so I haven't seen it.
It has Jack Black and Catherine O'Hara in it.
All right, well, then I need
funny.
To see that if it has Jack Black in it.
Well, the living room scene where the people from Stanford come over is one of the funniest you'll see.
All right, I'll check it out. Chris Hayes is 46.
Huey Lewis and the News.
Very good. Guitarist. I would again know the principal guy out of that band, and that's it.
I can name them all.
Yeah. We'll save that for another day, how about?
It's already been done anyway.
Stanley Livingston is 53.
Chip Douglas.
Very good, Grego. My three sons. Oscar Robertson is 65.
Greatness.
He had a good O face.
Averaged a triple-double.
His career, or was it a season he did that in?
One season.
One season.
And he was awfully close in two others.
That's better than Magic? Better than Magic?
Was he better than Magic?
Mm-hmm.
Put it this way.
Weren't they a different type of player?
No, actually, they were very similar.
Big, tall point guard, weren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Except he wasn't 6'8". The Big O was about 6'5".
Well, back in his day, it was almost akin to being 6'8" now.
Yeah. And he was more of a scorer than Magic was.
Steve Yeager, 55.
Dodgers.
Major League.
Didn't he invent...
He invented the neck protector that catchers wore. They now all have the cage comes down, but he wore the little plastic flap that was the
neck protector. The turkey
gobbler. He was the inventor of that. Very good.
The waddle.
How about some spare birthdays for you? Turning 92 today... Joe Medwick.
Joe Medwick is still alive?
You sure he's alive?
I'm checked. You need to call the Joe Medwick Foundation?
Yes, I want you to call him.
Ducky?
Ducky is still alive? I can't believe that.
Remember when Sterling used to call in and talk about Ducky Medwick all the time?
Yeah.
That's what it says here. 92.
Garbage upon garbage is still garbage.
Turning 41... Former Rangers greats. And played at LCC at the time, I believe. Randy Velarde.
Yes. He was a former Ranger great.
That guy needs to pee in a cup.
Velarde? Because you thought he juiced up a little bit there?
He was in his career. Yeah, he was an old dude, and he was just...
He was 38 or so, and he was
ripped,
here, and he
ripped
was ripped.
The hell, and then always hurt.
Mm-hmm. He lasted, what, half season here?
Yeah.
Al Martin turns...
Spent a good chunk of that on the DL.
Yeah.
Al Martin turns 36 today.
Which wife can confirm that?
Right.
That's
the guy with two wives.
I forgot about that one.
Isn't he the guy that played at USC?
Lied about it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's him, too.
Is it?
Right.
The biggest Al
Martin.
He was
a good guy.
That's a good track record he's got.
Mm-hmm.
Turning 33, Lemanski Hall.
Well, I can't remember who he played for.
Football.
Doesn't say.
Browns? He must be a Brown with a name like Lemanski.
Maybe. I don't know.
Sounds familiar. And turning...
Either the Browns or the Chiefs.
Turning 27, Damian Moss.
Hmm.
Some would have him headed toward the Rangers.
Mike, I've got a good one for you.
Bev Bevan turns 57 today.
E-L-O-Y.
Oh, man.
And Black Sabbath.
Here comes Sean Lindrose going through the lane. Got it knocked right in the fourth row.
I just thought he'd like that.
You want to bring anything else in here, Sean?
No, that's it. That's okay. Pretty much it.
Born on this day, now dead, Ted Bundy.
Really?
One of the greatest sitcom characters of all time. That's Al Bundy.
That's Al.
Ted Bundy was one of the greatest serial killers, or worst.
See the Volkswagen guy?
That's Ted Baxter I'm thinking about.
Oh.
Also born on this day, now dead, Zachary Taylor.
Uh-oh. Number 12.
Was that number? I was looking, 12th president. And dead on this day, still dead, obviously.
Hulk and Fillmore.
What?
Preceded by Polk, succeeded by Fillmore.
Thank you. You're showing off your presidential knowledge.
Pierce, Buchanan, Lincoln, Johnson, and Grant.
Okay, thanks. Dead on this day, still dead, obviously, because we had it a moment ago.
He hates this, doesn't he?
I know. Just Rich is
it's because he
blowing
can't
right
do it.
Past everything.
It's because he can't do it.
I could do it in eighth grade when I had to learn them all.
Can you do it frontwards and backwards?
No, I couldn't in eighth grade.
So but when you were in eighth grade, I could have said 19. You didn't know
I could have gotten it. Yes.
I've only known one person in the whole world that could do that.
Wasn't Abraham Lincoln 19 anyway?
Run? 16.
Oh.
Who was 19? Hayes, 24. Cleveland, 27. Taft, 35. Kennedy.
I don't know if I could have done it off the numbers like that, but I could have done them forwards and backwards. And spelled them all correctly, too.
We'll top that, Rich.
There you go.
T-A-F-T.
I also knew, thanks, John. I also knew the years of their inauguration and election as well.
All that's debatable, Dick Hicks, what you just said. I'm not going to
pull out
that.
The eighth grade test I had.
Well, anybody can do it on a test once. It's a matter of retaining that knowledge for 30 years.
Well, obviously, Reiner has lots of useless space in his brain that he can retain all that knowledge. I, however, have moved on from that.
Yeah, I must.
Dead on this day, still dead.
Or maybe I've just got more space, period, in my brain than yours.
Try
to remember
the
SMU win.
They had one last year. Had three last year.
How many this year?
Well, let's wait till Saturday and find out.
How many so far, though?
None.
Good,
that'd be 0-11 so far this year.
See that hat on his head?
Yeah. The TCU Horned Toads?
Yeah. Ain't gonna happen, man.
We'll see. All right. Lee Harvey Oswald, dead on this day, still dead. Also dead on this day, still dead, Eric Carr.
Kiss.
Kiss drummer, who died on the exact same day as Freddie Mercury.
Really?
Yes.
Lovers.
Gay, not gay.
Suicide murder pact.
I don't know about that. And there you have it. There's why today doesn't suck.
And that's why today doesn't suck.
Thank you. Up next, it's Cowboys, Cowboys, Cowboys with a hard line.